And meet the family that's all bundled up. It just dropped down to 14 degrees here at 67 Main Street on the Green in Sharon, Connecticut. Let's bring in old man Cold Winter, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, it's cold, but the exchange for that is no precipitation. It's dry.
Well, listen to this, Pat. Listen. Yeah. Now listen to me and hear me out and understand why I'm aggravated this morning.
Go ahead. Okay? Why are you aggravated?
There's three things that aggravate me this morning.
Okay.
Three. Weather-wise, anyways, there's other things that aggravate me. But three things. One, almost 17 inches of snow in November. That aggravates me, okay?
Right.
Two, a week's worth of cold weather. I mean, midwinter cold weather just right now in December, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And three, we've been getting cold rains, like where it's rained, it's like 45 to 50.
Right.
All three things I really don't like.
Well, but think of the alternative. You could be having ice, like they're having in the Carolinas, and you wouldn't be able to get up your ramp in the morning or down. Or you could be having tons of snow that'll be getting in the satellite dish, and you'd be having to climb up there and getting the snow out of the satellite dish.
No, my new satellite dish cleaner came.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. But still. You understand where I'm going with this.
Yeah, but this is ridiculous. I mean, you get snow, you get cold rain, you get cold weather, you get cold rain. It's from one to the other, to the other, to the other, to the other, mm-hmm. to the other.
And I do recall when we put out the
winter exactly
forecast
that
I told you that I didn't see.
Through December, you said.
I said not a snowy winter. I thought there was going to be a lot of, told you. Rain to snow, snow to sleets, and all of that junk. And that's what we're getting, junk.
Well, I don't like being the receiver of junk.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Tough.
You know what I'm going to tell you, right?
Tough.
Well, I mean, what could you do about it?
We can't do a thing. Can't do anything about it.
No, we sure can't. We can't do it.
But really, waking up in the first couple of weeks of December to days and days of 10, 12, 14 degree temperatures. God.
Right. And it's in the single numbers in places across northern New England. And we'll have a sunny day today. Look for temps of 35 to 40. That's not bad at all. And, that's just about normal. And tonight we're in the low 20s as compared to the teens. Tomorrow partly sunny, mid-30s. Thursday partly cloudy, 35 to 40. And your Friday, increasing clouds in the 40s. It looks like some rain on Saturday. How much rain is a big question.
And the temperature, with rain?
In the 40s.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. That's all you could do.
What does the week after that look like?
I think the week after that will be seasonable. I still think it'll be seasonable. We're going to probably go into a warming trend next week. And then I think by the time December closes, the pattern will change again and we'll go back into well below normal temperatures. By certainly after New Year's, I see... real cold weather coming back after New Year's.
The polar vortex.
Oh, there'll be so many people putting different terms on this. It's not funny, but
I hate that term from a couple of years ago.
The polar vortex. Yeah, well, that really brought about, as you remember, some pretty rough weather.
The back doors here at the station didn't match up. The ramp sunk because it was so cold. The back portion of the building sunk a little. There was big cracks in the wall. It all readjusted and fixed itself after the winter was over. But, yeah, that was unbelievable.
Yeah, it really was. That was a rough, definitely a rough winter, no doubt about that. But we'll just continue to, move on and see what's going on. I don't see anything exciting as far as storms are concerned, right into Christmas. It'll be interesting to see what'll happen because Thursday is December 13th, and December 13th
Mama Pagano.
Right, St. Lucy's Day. So, she always says, whatever the weather is on St. Lucy's Day, it'll be similar on Christmas Day. So, let's see. Right now, we're just forecasting partly cloudy or cloudy skies and temps 35 to 40. So that could be Christmas Day.
Well, I guess this weather has been good for the ski areas around here because they can make tons of snow, tons. And it doesn't even go away during the day because they can make snow now when it's 32 degrees. So they've got tons of snow on slopes and people are skiing like crazy.
That's amazing. Yeah, it really is. Early ski season. And the question is, will it last? You know?
I think it will.
Sometimes you never know, though.
They stockpile so much snow. Now they've been making snow for almost a week steady here, Pat. A week steady.
Right.
And so you could have some rain, and then you could have temperatures in the 40s, but still at night it'll get down close to freezing, and they can. I mean, I think they're pretty much set now.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably absolutely right. So. That's it. There's not much for Pat to watch. Really, not at all.
You didn't get Netflix yet, did you?
We started watching the Christmas Chronicles. Oh. I just want you to know that.
You started watching it.
And I fell asleep.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No, it was Saturday night. And I had come back from the diner with friends, and it was close to 11 o'clock at night. I shouldn't have even put it on because I had a feeling I just wasn't going to last. So I watched like maybe the first half hour, fell asleep, so I got to put it back on.
All right, and you can watch the Kaminsky.
I didn't watch that yet either.
You will love that.
I do really have to... It's this tree decorated.
Yeah, well, you can watch it after that, but you will love that. You'll love that. I think you'll like, if you stay awake, I think you'll like the full Christmas Chronicles once you get into it. It's fun. It's got music. It's fun. It's humorous. You know, it's nice for Christmas. It's a nice movie for Christmas.
I watched country music Christmas special yesterday.
Was it good?
Last night. It was pretty good. Yeah, it was pretty good. It was done very well. And I shouldn't have even done that because that wasn't over till 10 o'clock. You know, I should be sleeping earlier. And, of course, with the weather being boring, I guess there's no reason to.
Yeah.
You know?
It's
like nothing that you have to get up early for to try to figure out, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're right. But yeah. I've been watching a lot of movies.
Oh, you don't have to do Christmas shopping. All you do is go out and get those gift cards.
That's exactly right. I watched, what did I watch? I watched a whole bunch of good movies. And shows.
And really?
Shows, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's great because I still have Christmas shopping to do, and I have to get this tree decorated. I have... one set of lights on the tree so far. That's all I got to.
Well, all I can tell you is that you watch those two things and you'll like it. You'll like it. If you get through it, you'll be fine.
Right, and maybe after Christmas as opposed to before it.
Well, that's fine. You can watch them anytime.
Well, that's what I mean. The Christmas Chronicles. That looks pretty funny.
It's just fun. That's all it is. It's a fun movie. It'll be now. It'll be around every winter.
Yeah, that's what you said. So that's a good thing.
All right. You've watched Black Panther already, right?
No.
Oh, you'll like that.
That too?
Oh, you'll like that. You'll like that. Yep. I'm telling you, you'll like that. It's another Marvel. You'll like it. It's another Marvel movie. You will really, really like that.
Oh, brother, I have a lot catching up to do as far as watching.
You do. Yeah. Well, you have time in this stretch where it's not really hard to forecast.
Yeah, right. But, the unfortunate thing is I have so much stuff to do for Christmas that I don't have time to watch the movie. You know, I'm still shopping and obviously trying to get the house ready. I'm trying to think who is next to come over here.
Won't be
this
your
is
sister.
The 8th. So next Friday night, the neighbors are coming in to see the tree. So that's next Friday night.
Do you have anything on the tree at all?
Just one set of lights.
Slow mover this year, Pat. You're a slow mover.
I have to admit, you are 100% right.
Are the choir boys out?
They're out.
All right.
They're out. Snowmen are out. Santa's out. The bears are out. They're all dressed up. Everything's out. All the lights outside are, you know, are set on time as they go off and on. So that's all done. The nativity's in the window. That lights up. That's all done. So really, the only thing left now is the tree. And the gifts.
Well, just don't hurt yourself with that big tree.
Well, it's up and done. I mean, now it's just got to be decorated. But, you know, at least the stand is working very well.
Do you use a stepladder?
Of course.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, when it's done, I will take a picture and send it to you so you can take a look at it.
Yeah, because you never send pictures of your Christmas decor. The only thing you ever sent were the choir... When the choir boys were covered with snow that one winter.
Snow, right, right. I think I sent you last year a picture of the tree. And if I didn't, I had it on Facebook.
All right. Well, I'll look forward to that. Because I enjoyed seeing the choir boys under the snow.
Yeah, well, they're not under any snow now. There's green grass growing underneath their feet.
How old are the choir boys now? How long have you had them?
Over 30 years.
That's amazing.
Over 30 years. They have blow molds.
Yeah, still.
Yeah. I see them sometimes. Like last night, the great light fight, whatever it is, Christmas light fight was on. There was a place on Long Island that had about 15 or 20 of them, all in lines, like, you know, outside the house, singing, right?
All right. Well, Pat, I want you to go back and...
Go to sleep.
Either that or decorate the tree.
Yeah, one or the other. All righty. And until tomorrow, I will see. Oh, you're going to the city today. No problem.
Absolutely. Yeah. Going to the city today.
No problem. Just dress warmly.
I've got my quilted overcoat that I'm going to wear down there. So I'll be safe.
Don't be set.
Is it going to be windy?
No.
Okay. That's even better. That's even better then. All right, there, Patrick. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the forecast.